राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे।
कृष्णा कीर्तन गान नर्तन पनो प्रेमामृतं वनिधि धीराधीर जनप्रियौ प्रियकरौ निर्मत्सरौ पूजितौ।
कुंज विहार
Oh,
गौर प्रेमानंदे नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी बलदेव सुभद्रा महाराज जय श्री श्री गौरिताय जय श्री शुक्ल धर्म सिंह देव समवेत भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, I'm very happy to be here with you all today. Is the class being translated into German? Or it's English is all right? Everybody understand English here? Okay. And very good. I was, generally when I come to a place, I try to find out how in a Sunday feast, how many of you are coming for the first time here? Is there anybody who is coming for the first time? Okay, coming for the first time. Because, are you familiar with Hare Krishna movement? You know Krishna consciousness. You're coming for the first time this temple?
This temple.
But other temples you've been to? Which temple you've been to?
We were in London for once.
And where do you live?
Now we live in Basel.
In Basel. Now?
Now.
Okay. Very good. And you are from?
I'm from India.
Which part?
Haridwar.
Oh. Very good. Haridwar. The gateway to Lord Hari. Very good. Well, I was asking how many of you came for the first time. I was also remembering the first time I came to Zurich Temple. You know, when I came here for the first time? In 1980. Most really at that time, many of you were not even born. And I was at the Sunday feast. Should I tell you how I conducted the Sunday feast at that time? And that time, this temple, I think we just got that temple. And it was nice, very beautiful. I mean, it was not so well decorated at that time. We just got the building. And many people started to come. And our godbrother, Guru Gauranga Prabhu, who actually started the movement in Switzerland. He's from America. He's also, and maybe I can tell his background, he's a very brilliant person. He was American and he came to France to study. I think he was studying in Sorbonne, Paris. And there he came across another godbrother of ours. His name is Hari Vilas Prabhu. How many of you know of Guru Gauranga Prabhu? Yeah. You met him? Yeah. How are you? Yeah, okay. Happy to see you. And so Guru Gauranga met with Hari Vilas. Hari Vilas went to France to preach Krishna consciousness. That must have been in 73, 74. Hari Vilas was there. And he met Guru Gauranga. So they used to discuss. And then Hari Vilas one day told him that, look, we are discussing, but we are not getting anywhere. We're just talking. So let's have some this decision made through our discussion. And he said that the condition will be, if you can defeat me, then I give up Krishna consciousness. But if I defeat you, then you have to accept Krishna consciousness. So Guru Gauranga agreed. And they had a very in-depth discussion. And in that discussion, Guru Gauranga was lost. Guru Gauranga lost. And Hari Vilas said, now you lost, so you have to become Andhra Krishna. And he did that. He took his bag, things from, he was staying in a hostel in the university. He took his bags and everything and moved into the temple. So then, after some time, Guru Gauranga decided that Switzerland, no one is preaching. They were in France, but Germany, ISKCON was already there. Other places in the neighboring countries, they were there. And he said, Switzerland is just the country next door, so let me go there. So he came here, and he started to preach here. So this is how the Swiss preaching actually started. And so in 80, I came for the first time in Zurich. And yes, we had a Sunday feast. And in the Sunday feast, we thought, because like most of the people, those who were coming, they were new. They must understand what is Krishna consciousness. So he suggested that I speak on the difference between dead matter and living being. What is the difference between matter and life? So we started to speak, and the example we gave is that this table is wood, and can you see the tree outside? And from there you can see the tree. The tree is also wood. Now what's the difference between this table wood and the tree wood? Is there any difference between the table and the tree? Let us see what is the difference. Like that tree, at some point a seed fell on the ground, and from the seed gradually came out a seedling, and then it started to grow, and it grew into a big tree. And every year we see the tree is changing. Like the tree in autumn, the leaves fall. Then in spring, the new leaves come. Then comes in summer, the flowers come. Then gradually the flowers become fruit. And in autumn, the fruits ripe. And then inside the fruit, so then we eat the fruit. And after we eat the fruit, what is left of the fruit? A seed. And that seed falls on the ground. Another tree comes out. And in that tree there are many fruits. And in the fruits there are seeds. And in each seed there is a tree. Then when the seed falls on the ground, a new tree comes out. Isn't that the normal symptom of the tree? But if we consider the table, will the table grow by even an inch? The tree grew from a tiny little seed into a huge tree. But this table will stand there for, this must be standing there for, I don't know whether this table was there at that time, but this must be, from the look of it, it must be existing for about 20 years. But in 20 years, does the table change? Did it grow by even an inch? No. Then does it change that? Do we see leaves coming out of the tree, this table? Do we see the fruits coming, flowers coming to this table? Will there be any flower from this table? Will there be any fruit in this table? No. And from this table, and will another table come out? If we keep bring another table and keep them side by side, will a third table be born from this table? No. Now, why there is such a difference between this tree and the table? What will be your answer? How many of you know the answer? Please raise your hands. Okay, very good. So anyway, what is the answer? Any of you, you tell me, what's the answer? What's the difference between the table and the tree?
In the tree there is a soul.
Very good. In the tree there is a soul, but in the table there is no soul. Both are actually same stuff, wood. But in one, when there is a soul, it functions in a wonderful way and it becomes alive. The symptom of life, according to the Vedic understanding, there are six symptoms of life. Wherever there is life, it must be born. Birth is the first symptom. Then growth. A tiny little baby is born and then the baby grows and becomes a young man. Then it changes. Like the baby body changes from childhood to boyhood to youth to old age. The body changes with time. So third symptom is change. Fourth symptom is reproduction. Wherever there is life, there is a replication in the form of reproduction. From human beings come human beings. From animal beings come other animals. From trees and plants come trees and plants. From insects come other insects. So this is reproduction. And Vedas give more details about that. That there are four kinds of reproduction process. That is, reproduction means birth. Another one is born. There are some living entities that come out of seed, like the trees and plants. Some come from sweat, like the amoeba, protozoa. There, from the body, another body is generated. Some comes from egg, like birds, fish, reptiles. And some come from embryo, like the human beings and animals. So these are four kinds of reproduction. Shvedaja, Udbija, Andaja, and Jarayuja. There are four kinds of process of reproduction. So then there is decay. This tree is standing there for many, many years, but eventually what will happen? The tree will become old. And all the tree will eventually die. So these are the six symptoms of life. Birth, growth, change, reproduction, decay, and dwindle, death. So wherever there is life, these six symptoms must be there. But in inert matter, we don't see that. Like, for example, this table. will not go through these exchanges, whereas the tree has gone through these exchanges. Consider ourselves. Do we go through these exchanges ourselves? Yes. But a dead body will not. A living body will change. But the dead body will not change. The dead body will remain the same. The dead body can be frozen. A dead body can be mummified. The dead body can be preserved. But the dead body will not change. Dead body will not grow. The dead body will not reproduce. So what is the meaning of a dead body? Dead body means a body without a soul. So matter, therefore, is called dead. Because matter is completely different from a living body. Now our bodies, now let us consider, like we have come to the conclusion that because of the presence of the soul, the life, symptoms of life become manifest. Now how many of you agree with this suggestion that Prabhu made? Okay, so I presume that everybody will accept that point, that life means presence of soul, right? Dead means absence of soul. Like for example, now I'm talking to you. I also gave that example that time. That I'm talking to you, and you are thinking that he is here, he is talking. Isn't it? Now if I drop dead, if I die now, my body will be lying here. Right? Although my body will be lying here, you will say, he is gone. Don't you say that when somebody dies, what do you say? He is gone. Now his body is lying here, then why do we say he is gone? So who is that he that is gone? Is it the body or is somebody else? Is someone else. So who is that someone? That someone is the soul. So therefore, what is our real identity? The body or the soul? How many of you think that the body is our real identity? How many of you think that the soul is our real identity? Please raise your hands. Thank you. So that is the most important thing to understand, to step into spiritual life. Spiritual life means to understand that this body is not our actual self. Our actual identity is the soul. Krishna actually made that point at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. How many of you read Bhagavad Gita here? Please raise your hands. Very good. I can see that all of you read Bhagavad Gita, don't you? Very nice. You're a very learned audience I have found here today. So whatever I'm saying, I'm sure you are really tuned, you can understand what I'm saying. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna actually made a very beautiful point at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that Arjun, Dehi nashmin jatha dehe, komaram jovanam jara, tatha dehantara praptir, dhirastatra, na vihati. Dehi na ashmin jatha dehe. Dehi na means in the body of the proprietor of the body. Now you see, he is making this distinction. Body and the proprietor of the body. Body and the owner of the body. Like we have the body. But whose body is it? Whose body is that? It's your body, right? So it's your body. So you are the owner of the body, right? So Krishna used these two expressions, deha and dehi, the body and the owner or the proprietor of the body. So who is the proprietor of the body? The soul. And then he is making that a point that the body changes. Kumaram, Jovanam, Jara. We see three distinct changes in the body. The childhood, youth, and old age. Don't the body change goes through a very, very specific change in these three phases? Childhood, how is the body? A little body. Youth, how is the body? Fully grown body. And jara, old age, what will be the shape of the body? The body will shrivel up, will become weak. And so he's saying that although the body changes, but the soul doesn't change. The proprietor of the body doesn't change. Like your body has changed. Did you change? Did you don't, in spite of the change of the body, aren't you the same person? Are you the same person? Like, to say, what's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus. Marcus, when you're 5 years old, and how, what kind of body you had?
Very small one.
Very small body. And today, how old are you?
33.
33. And what kind of body do you have? Nice, grown-up body. Now, where is the five-year-old body? Do you still have it? No, the five-year-old body is gone. But are you still the same Marcus that was 5 years old? So, body changed, but the person remained the same. So, who is the person then? The soul. And then Krishna makes the point, the soul doesn't change. The body changes, but the soul remains always the same. Tatha dehantara prapte. And now there will be a time, although it may not sound very nice, there will be a time when you have to leave our body. Someday we all will die. Or is there anyone who thinks that he is immortal? We may think that we are immortal. Actually, we are immortal. The soul is immortal. We are immortal. We are not made to die. We'll leave the body. We'll change the body. So when we leave the body behind, we will continue to exist. Right? The soul will continue to exist. And the soul, Krishna is saying, dehantara prapti. The soul will get another body. And in this way, the soul transmigrates from one body to another. That is called the transmigration of the soul. So this is the basic knowledge that we are trying to present, that the Vedic wisdom is presenting. Is the most profound wisdom, but it's so simple. Is it difficult to understand the presence of the soul in the body? Is it difficult to understand that because of the presence of the soul in the body is alive? Are we alive? Why? Because of the presence of the soul. And when the soul will leave the body, what will happen? The body will become dead. Because the body was alive because of the soul. Now when the soul leaves, the body will become dead. Because matter is dead. Don't you say dead matter? Matter is unconscious. That's why matter is dead. But we will not die. Although we'll simply leave the body, but we'll continue to transmigrate from one body to another. And this knowledge has been considered to be the knowledge of immortality. If we simply understand this, there won't be death. We'll conquer death. So I was just, when I came, I mean when I sat here and I was thinking that Actually, I came after a long time to Zurich. And although I used to come here quite frequently at one time, but recently I haven't been able to come that frequently, that often. And many memories came back. And especially, I was remembering the first day I was here. Not first day, the first Sunday feast lecture I gave here 30 years back. Thank you all very much, Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Why are you sure the soul does not change?
Why? Because the soul, say, as I give the example, say, how old are you?
47.
Okay. So, when you're 5 years old?
Yes. I don't train different and I act different.
You may be.
Yes.
You may be. But that is your thought process. But you are the same person, aren't you? Right? Say, for example, aren't you the same person that you were 5 years when you were 5 years old? No? If you go and ask your mother that the baby that she gave birth to was somebody other than what you are, you get the point. So did you change? You are the same person. Right?
Yes. In a way.
Not in a way, but in actual way. Are you married?
Yes.
When did you get married?
94.
Yes. Okay, so did your husband get married to somebody else? Or you? Was it a different person? Or?
I'm actually different now than I have been then.
No, but the person that he got married to,
yes,
was the same person? Was you or someone else? Yes, right. That's the point. Your mother gave birth to the same you that you are today. Your husband got married to the same you that you are today. Your mind, your thought process may have changed. Your body may have changed. Your body changed. Now, we are not saying that it doesn't change. But what changed is the body. What may change is the mind. What may change is the intellect. But the soul that you are is the same person, is the same. And that is the person. And someday, when you leave this body, the body will become dead. Right? But as long as you are in the body, it's the same soul that is in the body. Think about it, Dini.
And you think this soul will not learn anything?
Soul is learning everything. No. Say, for example, when you are in primary school, you learn something. When you went to college, you learn something more. But that didn't make you a different person. Your knowledge may have increased, but you are the same person. Right? And that is the soul. That's the point we are trying to make. Yes?
You said one point of the definition of life is that life changes. And you said that the soul never changes, so does that...
I'm not saying life changes, I said body changes.
But you said that there are 6 points of the definition of life, and one of it is that life changes, that it needs to...
No, try to understand that the presence of the soul in the body makes the body go through 6 changes. Body goes through the changes, right? But the soul is eternal, indestructible, and unchanging. What change that we discussed about, the 6 kinds of progression, is of the body, because of the presence of the soul in the body. That's the same point, actually, what she brought up. That she says that I changed. But actually, the change that took place, there are 2 types of body, which I didn't discuss in detail. One is a gross body, this body. made of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And then there is a subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and false ego. So both the body can change, right? But the soul doesn't change. And the changes take place because of the presence of the soul. Yeah.
So do you think when I die and go into my next life, is my soul still exactly the same, just my body?
It's the same soul, but in different types of subtle body.
But then I would be exactly the same person, just in another body.
Say for example, when you're 5 years old, did you have the same body that you have today? It changed. But although your body changed, are you the same person? Think about it. Think.
Well, my way of thinking has changed, my philosophy has changed, my knowledge has changed.
Fine, just as your body changed. Your mind changed.
I can't say it hasn't changed.
But you, are you the same person?
Well, I am still Thomas.
That's the same question I asked her. You go and ask your mother, did she give birth to somebody else than you? Or did she give birth to you?
Of course.
So, who is that you? Your mother will not say, because your body has changed, you are not my son. She will say, you're my son. Now, who is the son? Alright? Okay, any other question? So we can have a little kirtan. Can I have the harmonium?
Oh,
Gaur Premanande Hari Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prachaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanta.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govind.